Beginning current daf mesachtes getting daf chavav. Beginning of basic beginning test the master beginning of the gemara like pasuk betanu chulu. We're saying that you say in the Mishnah you have to leave him makom hazman. You didn't say it makes any difference. But assuming meiris and that's what the gemara says. Well, that makes sense according to Mandama that. From the Edison, but because of Peyre, what does Arusa have a Peyre? Which Tosis says, wait a second, why only suddenly in our Mishnah are you like saying Kapasik Batani? Why don't you make the same inference that Abizai Menavga be Nichtabi Menachbalav regarding being written a day and signed at nighttime? You don't say, oh, that this is only by, that you could ask the same question on Arusa there also. Why regarding the difference between Peyre and and regarding Lechapa Basachesek, because that's all the halacha of Arus would make a difference also over there regarding Moktim. Why asking over here? So it says the Mishum, Dacha Namidli Daik. Here also, the Gemara is not being Medaik, El Mishum, the Kibin, the Crash, Meino, the Moktim Pass, and so on, because you already told me that halacha of Moktim predated is going to be invalid. So Milidin and Tosha Neo Moktim. Of course, I know you have to leave over the time of the date. I've allowed a ton of leaving, he had not told it. And that's why you don't say Chachne Moktim Harit Matez Haladam. So why repeating it? Almost because you come to tell me that the same thing would apply not only to Ben Nesu, but also by Rus. So therefore, that's only a dig from here, not from the Mishnah over there. Not just because Kapasik Batani. Didn't make sense about the beginning of the Mesena, we're going to get married, Agashena, then I'm going to divorce her. So Allah is in again, it's not again. Here's when Rashi said, well, I'm going to get it's an old get, which is Allah that he's going to be secluded with her afterwards, because they're getting married, and then he's going to divorce her. Well, that invalidates. So it says, Rakasha, that's difficult because in the get, the words in a get, mashma, it sounds like in the get, it's not a get at all. Problem is, beget yashan, regarding an old get, in this garsha, if she gets divorced, tinase likitchilo, meaning you shouldn't get divorced with her, but if she does, she could initially get married, because I'm like, come on, the zirk, like, because later on the bayan says my base. So how can you say it's aloha of get yashan if in the get sounds like even with the abbot, it's not? So he says, the beget yashan, that no, by a post, a regular old get, like Eli Yichin Ba'amma, there's only concern about that maybe they're going to be secluded. But the concept here, where they got married, he's writing it for when she's engaged, guard phase, even worse, the body could be, because definitely it's going to be, and therefore it's going to be, yeah, in a get, it's not just liketchila. That's what we're going to say, the Bivama's parakeh, on Daphne Bezim, and Abgasina Hach Milsa. The Girsa on this sugya, like Shechna Sena Geshena, here is a get, we say, oh, why is it a get? And the Shavyad Ligarsha, because he could divorce her. So he could write it for later also. Well, Pesach Quindrashi, it makes sense because the parish, the Ged Yashin Mihava, where, okay, it's a Ged Yashin. And the Ged Yashin, after the fact, you could divorce with it. But Vivein Tam Afarish, what's he going to explain? According to Vivein Tam, it's difficult because according to it's in a Ged at all. So Afarish will explain the Hassan Ayur there is talking about Kishakasab is Man Hanesina, that you wrote the date of when it was given. That's a get yoshin lehav, but that's not going to be an old get because when it was given, it was the actual divorce. But here, because this is my goodness, when he would when you write the time before the marriage, and that therefore that's going to be this problem of the get yoshin. But again, a worst guess get yoshin that the pesher yet be because you got married. I think this might begin with the gemara hachinami seiros gizera tzedekri shem yemer git yikem lebna. That we're concerned that then you're going to say that the get came before the son because you're writing the get the date earlier and then they're gonna be together and they're gonna say that oh but she was divorced already before the son. I've been telling you to say what's the particularity that the servants write the date? What's the concern? Well, like Lamecha, you don't have to be concerned soon that he's gonna come to use this get to divorce her after they get married. And that's why you tell me that you can't write it for when they're engaged. Witnesses are not going to sign for him because the Chadashu Mukhtim, they see that it's predated. Because you have to be concerned that, you know, when they get married, when they're in paired supply, that it's going to seem like it was from beforehand. So they won't sign anyway. The Rambam in time, he says, no, the Kivin should go in her Adam Shakasa beget Arut Sasi. Since the Adam said that on the get, he wrote the girl I'm engaged to. They will sign after the marriage. They're thinking that she's still engaged. They're not going to realize that it's a problem of Arusa to Nesua. Because on Arusa, you don't have this concern of Peri. That's the type of time we're going to say, even if you leave the time, the place of the date, Nami, even there, Zman, and you write the date of the the date of the time of the divorce, they're still going to say the get was before her son. Why? They see that the one I'm engaged to, the swim, they're going to think, okay, that she never got married. And she did because she had a child. But it's written on her sasi. They're also going to cause a loss for the lakuchas of the peiros. That the husband sold them with inappropriately, because they're going to say, arusa is in the peiros, what I mean? But really, they did get married, so he was allowed to sell. But it's going to cause a loss to Lakucha. So what do you gain if you leave the place of the date and you write the date on the day of the divorce? Bishamah says what you can say is the Lakucha is leikna peiros. It's not true, because the buyers will not buy the peiros unless they know Shnesuha that she was married. And they bring witnesses to testify for that, so they're going to know that she got married and that the husband was allowed to sell. And also regarding the child, they'll also be redacted. They're going to see that she was pregnant before the date that was written in the get. And he's proud. The machine is in there for everything to find out, obviously, that she was married. But you know, another approach you could say is, yes, double coil, Shanissus. Word gets out when a woman gets married. Ella, but, wait a second, Shane's man and soon you do a coca. But it's not that the date of when the marriage happened is not exactly so well. So they're going to know that this is the get the woman I'm engaged to is lafnation if them kaidum nisuin is when before it was written before the marriage. But if they're going to write the date of before the marriage, so that's what we said we're not allowed to write it. We have to write the date of when the execution happened, because the emir kol shor, they're going to say the get to kaidum no, that must have been the get before her son, because they don't know exactly when it is. So that's the difference between these two. They're going to know she got married. They're not going to know exactly when she got married. Of course, what's difficult says is the lamalon time of the gittikon of na. Why do you have to say the reason why it's invalid? Because the get, people can say, is before her son was born. Kimachi nesua, since she's married, because of his machal edison, and says the date of the when she was engaged, apostle, it should be invalid. Lamanda mishum peiri, my get, shame by zman klal, like a get that doesn't have a date at all. Shame shum machacham, but takes zman, because it's because no evidence from this date that is written in the get regarding when actually was. So why are you saying the invalidations? Because you didn't come, no, you should just say because it's not clear regarding the dating itself when it was actually written. Meaning, in other words, regards to the mandom that says that it's because of Pevi. So you don't know exactly when it was. That's the problem when there's no date at all. So that's essentially what you have over here too, because you don't know exactly when this gerushin actually was. Next, just about to begin the gemara. How can that make the sugar? Oh, here also looks like a lie. Then you can say, "Rav Papi, Ma'ishnu de Nakad Asharta." Why is he picking that the Mexican shikha specifically on the authentication of the judges? Tefim called shtaras more than all shtaras that it should have this problem. Why did he pick that as his seminal case? So when he says he's the Ravusi b'Asharta, because there is a chiddush by the Asharta, the Apishiyed and Shechazim made names, although they know that the signatures are true. Mizman made love them like and the witnesses are ready to they're waiting to testify. Even so, it's still Mexican shikha. If they write it before they actually testify, this says about the beginning of the moment. Less than a papi, the gears of Tesis has, unlike the one they're going to quote shortly, like the one we have, is and yes, and therefore must be that a papi is incorrect. So there's Tim, it's a wonder because the Masik. So okay, you tell me the Gemara comes out the lesser that we don't hold of Rav Papi's halacha of Mexican shikur. Rav Nami Leis Abalein. You're right. Rav also doesn't hold like that, and as Agamara establishes, which we were asking that question. Now, the problem is, the Gemara asks from this halacha of Papi on Rav. When three people sit down to validate a document, and therefore they edit from this because of this, that Amy is right, you have to say, actually, etc. What do you mean? What are you asking about Papi on Rav? I thought we don't hold like Papi, and Rav definitely does not hold like him. Yeshua says, what you can say is, the truth is, you're right. Rav did not agree to it. And Mahasam Parak Lishna the Kamish made the Rav Huna. And Maloy Mesaimba Amar Rav. Because right, Rav disagrees with it. Now, however, it's the Ligar's Haka Lidirav Papi. The word Balesa is there, but you don't know the words Lidirav Papi. Ela Balesa, only the word Balesa appears. What it means like this, Balesa Lakusha. Not that we don't know Papi. The question's not here. The Bishtar is, because regarding documents, Le Hashin Lamexikishik, we're not concerned that it looks like a lie. Dam Rav Nachman, that's what the Gemara beats from Rav Nachman, etc. From the halacha of Remeim. Medavka b'asharta chashul nechzik shikri. Yeah, specifically by asharta, we're concerned for looks like lashu kimashta, because that's the whole validation of the document. Now, in Perek Beis, the Kesubim of Chavam, Beis, the Arbi Kimashtar, that's talking about the validation of the document, so Perek Shab minas, then, yeah, that makes sense to ask him, because that's exactly what we do hold by Rav Babi. Now, in Perek HaKlesi, over there on the Pehe, Yamanav, the Maisala, the Gemara brings it, Apsak din de Rav Bibi, Chomer Nami, the Gemara there also says this word, Valesa, Yishlavash Gemacha, that you have to explain like over here, Valeka Kulei Hai, Mexican Shikra, which, because there's not so much of it looking like a lie, even though that's also a valid, that's also the courts, but Shekhoism and Shenishba, that when they write that she swore, Kamesha Baskla Bezna, like the Bezna had ruled for her, that it's not the same thing, like an Ashout is not the actual validation, and therefore that's why you could say that it's not the way to hold up a Salacha, it's just that that's not a question on the Halacha over there.